From NPR News, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Israeli troops gathered along the Lebanese border today, and the Israeli Army Chief of Staff said troops and tanks will conduct limited operations in southern Lebanon as necessary. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice announced that she will be going to Israel to try to seek an end to the violence. Secretary Rice says she wants a comprehensive settlement, not an immediate ceasefire.
A ceasefire would be a false promise if it simply returns us to the status quo, allowing terrorists to launch attacks at the time and terms of their choosing, and to threaten innocent people, Arab and Israeli, throughout the region. That would be a guarantee of future violence. Instead, we must be more effective and more ambitious than that. We must work urgently to create the conditions for stability and lasting peace.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice speaking today. NPR's Michelle Kellerman joins us from Washington. Michelle, she is really being ambitious if she's talking about a lasting peace in this region of the country.
That's right. I mean, what she says is that it doesn't make sense just to have a ceasefire, which everyone else seems to be calling for right now, that she wants a real strategic change on the ground. And by that, she means that the U.S. doesn't want to just get back to the status quo of having Hezbollah able to fire rockets into Israel and use southern Lebanon as a base for terrorism, as she said today. So the idea is to help Lebanon regain control of this area. And for that, she's going to need a lot of help from allies in the region and to have Israel to pull back after it finishes what it says is trying to do is weakening Hezbollah militarily.
So the primary conversation initially would be with Israel.
She's going to Israel. She's also going to the Palestinian territories to meet with President Mahmoud Abbas, who's also having his issues there in Gaza, that conflict is still going on as well. And she's going to be going to Rome to meet with what she calls a Lebanon core group. This is going to be Arab foreign ministers.
You know, Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of State Rice, has been, including the Bush administration, coming under some criticism for moving slowly here, but it now sounds as if they have been working on a plan.
Well, they're still coming under a lot of pressure for not calling for an immediate ceasefire, and that's something that she repeated today that she doesn't think makes sense. The other issue that they're talking about now is what kind of international presence there should be, and she did address that today. She talked about the need for a force robust enough to do the job, and again, the idea is to help this weak Lebanese government regain control of southern Lebanon.
The peacekeeping force would come from, be organized by the UN?
Well, she said it's really in the early stages. She said that it's not, we don't know that yet. She said for sure U.S. ground forces will not be expected to be part of this. And she said the mandate and all of these issues will have to be discussed with the Lebanese and also with the Israelis. I mean, there's a big question of whether or not any force could go in there and disarm Hezbollah. The Israelis were in southern Lebanon for years and didn't manage to do this. So what they can expect an international force to do is really a big question mark for many analysts here in Washington watching this. So she has a big task ahead on that front.
Any idea of how long she's expected to be there?
Well, she's going for a quick trip to the region, then she's heading to an ASEAN summit in Malaysia and may end up back in the region later in the week.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman from Washington. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.